Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope program today. Today we continue our journey through Mark's Gospel and we find ourselves in Mark chapter 7. One of the issues that comes to light in Mark chapter 7 is the constant battle that Jesus has with the Pharisees. We perhaps have observed before that the Pharisees were very much sticklers for detail, very rigid, and although in one sense that seemed to be quite helpful, often the spirit of the law of God and the whole sense of the freedom to be the people God has called us to be, that goes out of the window when the Pharisees get to task on certain issues. And what Jesus is facing is the fact that the Pharisees are watching. And it's always horrible, really, when sometimes people are watching, almost desiring, wanting to find a fault. And they notice that some of the disciples are eating food with hands that were defiled, in other words, not washed. And they really want to make a big thing of this. And they say, look, you know, why don't your disciples live according to the tradition of the elders? And why are they eating this food with defiled hands? Well, Jesus wants to quote the prophet Isaiah, and he says, look, Isaiah spoke about a people who honour me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are merely human rules. And really, you get the sense that Jesus is quite angry about this, because he knows that this isn't a desire for righteousness, doing things properly. What it's really about is any opportunity to try to undermine him, to try and make him look foolish. These Pharisees are determined to take such an opportunity. And therefore, the whole nature of the discussion is that Jesus is saying, you seem so preoccupied with this sort of detail, but actually what you do is you nullify the word of God by your tradition. You've missed what the word of God is trying to say, because you've just picked up an aspect and you've kind of written it into a rule, into a law, and what you're doing is squeezing the life out of what was intended to be given. The law was given to bless. The law was given to encourage people to know how to behave, yes, but also to avoid problems and to avoid difficulties. Even the ritual laws, they were there for health and for hygiene and for cleanliness. Just good practical things. Well, Jesus calls the crowd and he says, listen to me, everyone, and understand this. Nothing outside a person can defile them by going into them. Remember, it's what comes out of a person that defiles them. And really, he's talking, he's used the food analogy and the eating of the meal analogy, but what he's actually saying is, it's the heart. What comes out of the heart that really shows what's really going on. You're worried about washing hands. He says, I'm concerned about the heart. And he says, from within, out of a person's heart, that evil thoughts come, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance and folly. All these things, all these evils come from inside and defile a person. So Jesus's appeal is that you, as always, Pharisees, you're so bothered with the outside. I'm bothered about the inside, and that's where we need to leave it now. My good friend Patrick will join me in a moment to share after we've listened to some worship.
Like the sound of many waters is the praise from your sons and daughters. Hear it rising from your people. It's our worship. worship. It's our heart's call. Like the sound of many waters is the praise from your sons and daughters. Hear it rising from your people. It's our worship, it's our heart's call. And all I want is you. All I want is you. All I want is you. All I want is you.
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've joined Richard now to look further at Mark's Gospel, chapter 7, at the first section, on what is clean and what is unclean. Richard, this issue about washing, they weren't here talking about what we might understand by washing for hygiene reasons at all, were they?
No, I mean, there was an element of that. But it was a ritualistic thing. It was a procedure that one went through. It was almost sort of superstition, fear. You needed to wash, otherwise something dreadful would happen. And that was really at the heart of how the Pharisees thought. Very sort of meticulous in one sense, but really missing the point in so many ways.
So their question to Jesus then in verse 5, where they ask him about this, they ask him what, you know, why his disciples don't wash, that was not, that was a barbed question, if you like. It wasn't a reasonable question that they were just curious to know. They were actually, it was an implied criticism of Jesus?
Yes, it was an implied criticism. they watched Jesus and his disciples, and they were just vigorous in trying to find anything to undermine Jesus. And on one level, you could say, whatever did they pick up this subject?
Mm.
But they did, and it gives Jesus an opportunity to respond.
Now, we're sort of fairly early on in Mark's Gospel here, but in terms of the sort of the timeline of things, it's got to the point where the Pharisees certainly know who Jesus is, and they're beginning to understand, what, that he's a threat to them?
Yes, it does seem that way. I think that the purity of Jesus, the gentleness of Jesus, the clarity of Jesus really troubled them, because they weren't clear, and they were fairly muddled in their thinking on a number of issues, particularly issues like life after death and things like that.
Mm.
Some of them were very uncertain, and therefore seeing Jesus confident or with speaking with authority, that really unsettled them.
So they lived their lives by rules and expected other people to do the same, and really set up those rules as the way in which people could be saved, if you like. But Jesus' message was completely the opposite, wasn't it?
Well, that's right, because they did indeed give the impression, do this, do this, do this, do this, and you will be saved.
Mm.
Whereas, as you rightly suggest, Jesus was saying, no, it's when you give your life to God, when you turn from your sin and trust in him, that's what brings salvation. It's not what you do at all.
These ideas that Jesus was then introducing about nothing outside a man can make him unclean. Firstly, the thing about being unclean was very much something in Jewish tradition, wasn't it? Because certain foods were seen to be unclean.
That's right. The whole sense of what defiles the whole being, as opposed to just the physical. And they did have their rules about eating and what you did with an animal before you then prepared it to be eaten.
Mm.
All of these things were important to them, but the heart, the state of the heart, they just seemed to miss that.
And I wonder if these ideas that Jesus was introducing here were actually quite new ideas to the people who heard his teaching.
They probably were, because if you were in a synagogue, you were getting a diet which came out of these Pharisees and synagogue leaders and Sadducees, and that would have been a very legalistic diet. So it had been very refreshing for the people to hear how Jesus saw things.
Fascinating. Well, as we go on through this chapter, we'll see some more of what Jesus said and did, but for now we must leave it there. So, Richard, thank you very much indeed. And do join us again next time as we continue looking at Mark's Gospel in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.